It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, October 2nd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. I just checked. I pay $30 a month for data to browse the web and check email on my smartphone. What if that data were free? Starting this week, an outfit called Freedom Pop is letting people connect without charge if they use only 500 megabytes per month or less. I happen to be on track to use 400 megabytes this month on my plan, but I'm not much of a data hog. For instance, I'm not trying to stream movies on my phone. But since nothing is free, how does this company propose to make money? By charging people if they use more than that allotment. Here's the CEO, Stephen Stokols, modestly suggesting that the other phone companies are going to be scared.
We're coming after them, and they better get ready for a war.
Freedom Pop does require a deposit for a thumb drive-sized device that turns a cell phone into a mobile Wi-Fi hotspot. Susan Crawford watches telecommunications policy as a visiting professor at Harvard and a fellow with the Roosevelt Institute.
This is more a story of a market that's ripe for disruption. And an actor that can offer lower prices and more flexible plans is a valuable supplement to what is right now a pretty frozen duopoly marketplace between Verizon and AT&T.
You heard that word duopoly, two players, because it's AT&T and Verizon whose signals cover most of the U.S. This new competition will have much spottier coverage, but it's still competition, Crawford says.
What's going on here is that Freedom Pop is a mobile virtual network operator, and these actors are springing up like weeds through the cracks of a pretty large sidewalk that has been laid down by Verizon and AT&T.
At the moment, Freedom Pop's system is set to be pretty fast, like many home internet setups, but the hope and expectation is to convert to the Sprint LTE mobile phone network next year, which should be faster and have wider coverage. Okay, how about electronics that get implanted into the body during an operation and dissolve when no longer needed? Transient circuits that break down into harmless chemicals might help heal wounds and have other medical uses. This is still early stage, according to a recent article in the journal Science. John Rogers, a materials scientist at the University of Illinois, has been working on this. One idea being tested is a kind of implanted heating pad that kicks in after surgery.
To create localized amounts of heating with prescribed and engineered differences in temperature, increases in temperature in a spatial configuration that can keep the surgical site free of bacteria.
Researchers use a silk protein coating that determines how long the implant lasts before dissolving.
Maybe this transient characteristic could be exploited in other ways to sort of help to deal with the increasing levels of waste streams associated with discarded electronics, which is an increasing problem because of the rapid pace of technology innovation.
You catch that? Professor Rogers is addressing the possibility of future phones or music players or whatever with biodegradable parts rigged to melt into benign byproducts after, say, 3 years, sort of like cheap Scandinavian furniture. And if you've been emailing the chief of Homeland Security trying to get her attention, try the telephone instead. No such user exists is what you get if you tried emailing. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has admitted at a cybersecurity summit that she doesn't even have an email account. She's thinking it's one way to keep the hackers at bay. Some would call me a Luddite, said Napolitano, but that's my own personal choice. You can go to marketplacetech.org if you want to contact us. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's the latest Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.